الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد We begin the readings from the narrations mentioned by the great scholar Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه بلوغ مرام من كتاب الصيام the chapter of fasting the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى كتاب الصيام the chapter of fasting عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقدموا رمضان بصوم يوم ولا يومين إلا رجل كان يصوم صوما فليصومه متفق عليه وعن عمار بن ياسر رضي الله عنه قال من صام اليوم الذي يشك فيه فقد عصى أبا القاسم صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكره البخاري تعليقا ووصله الخمسة وصححه ابن خزيمة وابن حبان وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا رأيتموه فصوموا وإذا رأيتموه فأفطروا فإن غم عليكم فاقدروا له متفق عليه ولمسلم فإن أغمي عليكم فاقدروا له 30 وللبخاري فأكملوا العدة 30 وله في حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه فأكملوا عدة شعبان 30 The author Al-Hafid ibn Hajar rahimahullah ta'ala he began the book of fasting mentioning the narrations that are related to the rulings that come before the entrance of Ramadan and with regards to the rulings that the establishment of the entrance of how the month of Ramadan will be established and how it will the ruling of how it will be entered or how it enters or the month of Ramadan begins And he began in this manner, رحمه الله تعالى. He mentioned the narration of Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم he said, "Do not precede Ramadan. لا تقدموا رمضان بصوم يوم ولا يومين. Do not precede the month of Ramadan. Do not precede Ramadan by fasting a day or 2 days." And then he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا رجل كان يصوم صوما except for a man. Who fast a fast, فَلْيَسُمْهُ then he should fast that fast. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ The hadith is agreed upon by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Do not precede Ramadan by the fast of a day or 2 days. Do not precede Ramadan with the fast of a day or 2 days. This is in the case the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he mentioned except for the man, an individual who used to fast and he has a day that he fasts normally from the days of the month or the days of the week. If that is the case that it falls on one of these 2 days, then it's permissible for him. فَلْيَسُمْهُ Then let him fast that day. Here in this narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا تَقَدَّمُوا The origin of this verb is لا تتقدموا. This comes in the Arabic language. The actual verb is in the مضارع form. لا تتقدموا. But the first ta is deleted. And this comes in the Quran and in the statements of the Arabs. As is here in the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal, he mentioned تنزل الملائكة. تنزل الملائكة أي تتنزل Likewise, نَارًا تَلَظَّى أي تَتَلَظَّى. This is specific to this scale. In the Arabic language, تَفَاعَلَ وَتَتَفَاعَلَ. That the first tie sometimes can be deleted, the ta al-mudari'. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا أي لَا تَتَجَسَّسُوا. And in this manner like this. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, لَا تَقَدَّمُوا أي لَا تَتَقَدَّمُوا. Do not proceed Ramadan. بِصَوْمِ يَوْمٍ by fasting a day, أو يومين or two. Which days would these be from the month of Sha'ban? The 29th or the 30th day. Do not proceed Ramadan by the fast of a day or 2 days. إِلَّا رَجُلٌ except for a man. كَانَ يَسُومُ صَوْمًا فَلْيَسُومْهُ except for a man. Here the intention is not a male. And it's mentioned here in the narration, a man. إِلَّا رَجُلٌ but a woman is included likewise. An individual who fasted a fast. For example, a person who fasted on Al-Ithnain and Khamis normally. And then the last days of Sha'ban, one of these last two days fell on a Monday or on a Thursday, then it's permissible for him to fast. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in this person's case, فَلْيَسُمْهُ. Or for example, if there is an individual who had to make up a day from the previous Ramadan, and there was nothing left except for 2 days left, then he would have to fast this day. It's permissible for him. Or if someone had a kafara to make up, or if someone had an oath to make up, another. And the likes like this, or if someone fasted every other day, or if someone were normally to fast 3 days a month, and they did not catch those 3 days until the end of this month, because they're preoccupied, then it's permissible for them to fast. إِلَّا رَجُلٌ كَانَ يَسُومُ صَوْمًا فَلْيَسُومْهُ. So the prohibition is for the one to fast on these days, meaning as an introduction, or a precursor, a muqaddimah, for Ramadan. Also ihtiyatan. The ulama, they mentioned for Ramadan, just in case. Someone may say, just in case it's Ramadan, or possibly it's Ramadan, in this manner like this, this is the one that is prohibited. This is the one that is prohibited. Likewise, from this narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لا تقدموا رمضان. Some of the ulama, they mentioned it's not permissible to say Ramadan. You have to say Shahr Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. But here in this narration, it is clear that it's permissible. Some of the ulama, they mentioned because in the Quran, Allah named Ramadan, Shahr Ramadan. Shahr Ramadan الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. But here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he specifically mentioned Ramadan without the word Shahr, month. So both of them are permissible. And both of them are legislated to say the month of Ramadan or Ramadan. We are fasting Ramadan or we are fasting the month of Ramadan. All of this is permissible and has come in the texts. All of this is permissible and has come in the text. So the issue here that the impermissibility of fasting before Ramadan by a day or two, this is for the one who doesn't normally fast and he's fasting as a precursor of muqaddimah. لا تقدموا رمضان بصوم يوم ولا يومين. Do not proceed Ramadan, meaning any in case it's Ramadan, for the because he thinks that it's Ramadan, or it's a good deed to proceed Ramadan by 1 day, in this manner like this. This is the one that is not permissible. So the understanding is لا تجعل الصيام قبل رمضان بيوم أو يومين مقدمة لرمضان. Do not make the fast 1 day or 2 days before Ramadan as a introduction to the month of Ramadan, or ihtiyatan li Ramadan, or just in case it's Ramadan. The ulama, they mentioned that this person who says, well, just in case, this one is going into extremes. For example, maybe he will say, well, maybe possibly the month of Sha'ban came in wrong, or they made a mistake. On the first of Sha'ban was really the 30th of the previous month and the likes like this. So just in case, where the previous months before that, maybe they were off, having these doubts and these whispers from shaitan. So then in this case, you say, well, just in case, I'll fast the day before Ramadan, or 2 days before Ramadan, to make sure that I fasted all of the days of Ramadan. This is not the case, and this is not the proper way. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has prohibited that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has prohibited that. In this narration, it is clear that it likewise it is muttafaqun alayhi, the author he has mentioned. Muttafaqun alayhi, meaning that Al-Bukhari and Muslim have agreed in narrating this narration in their authentic collections, both of them. And this is the most authentic narration from the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the highest level of authenticity, the narrations that Al-Bukhari and Muslim agreed upon, and they both narrated it in the narration in their authentic collections. As for the one who does not make a fast the day before Ramadan or 2 days before as an introduction for Ramadan, or just in case it's Ramadan, or having some relationship with the month of Ramadan in this manner like this, but rather he has another reason. An individual who normally fasts on these days, every other day, and it falls on this day, it's permissible for him and it's not disliked. A person who fasts on Monday or Thursday and it fell on these days, one of these, the last 2 days of Ramadan, it fell in this manner like this, it's not disliked, it's permissible for him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned for this individual, فَلْيَسُمْهُ. And one narration, فَلْيَسُمْ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. Then let him fast that day. So the issue is about preceding Ramadan by a day or two with a fast in case it's Ramadan, or as a precursor or muqaddimah, an introduction for the month of Ramadan. In this case, it's not permissible. In this case, it's not permissible. It has been narrated, this narration likewise is narrated by Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi in his Jami'. He mentioned after this narration, he said, رَحِمَهُ تَعَالَى وَالْأَمَلُ عَلَى هَذَا عِنْدَ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ. He said, and the people of knowledge, they are upon the application of this narration. And they work and apply this narration, meaning that it's not permissible to precede Ramadan with a fast by a day or two for the one who does not have a fast that he has accustomed himself to, normally fasting. He said, كَرِهُ أَن يَتَعَاجَلَ الرَّجُلُ بِسِيَامِ بِسِيَامٍ قَبْلَ دُخُورِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ لِمَعْنَى رَمَضَانِ لِمَعْنَى رَمَضَانِ. He said it's disliked, or they dislike, the ulama, the people of knowledge, they dislike for a person to precede the month of Ramadan by fasting a day. Yani for the understanding or the meaning of Ramadan as an introduction to Ramadan, they dislike this. وَإِنْ كَانَ رَجُلٌ يَسُومُ صَوْمًا فَوَافَقَ صِيَامُهُ ذَلِكَ فَلَا بَأْسَ بِهِ عِنْدَهُمْ. And then he mentioned, رَحِيمَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, the great scholar of hadith, he said, but as for if an individual were to fast a day that he normally fasts, a day, and it were to be in accordance with one of these last 2 days, then it's not a problem with the ulama about this. They did not have or find fault with this individual. And this is because of this narration. So then we see the understanding that it's not permissible to precede Ramadan by the fast of 2 days. This is in the case of the individual who does it just in case it's Ramadan. Or the individual who does it as an introduction or muqaddimah for Ramadan. As for somebody else who fasted for another reason that is legislated, like every other day or Monday and Thursday, or because he had to make up a day from before, or to make up a kafara, an expiation or an oath, another, then this person is permissible for him. Then this person is permissible for him. The ulama, they have mentioned some of the wisdoms behind this. The wisdom behind not preceding Ramadan by 2 days of fasting or 1 day of fasting. Ibn Hajar, he mentioned this in Fath al-Bari, rahimahullah ta'ala. He said, وَالْحِكْمَةُ فِيهِ التَّقَوِّي بِالْفِطْرِ لِرَمَضَانِ لِيَدْخُلَ فِيهِ بِقُوَّةٍ وَالنَّشَاطِ. He said, from the wisdom of this is that an individual, he will try to strengthen himself by breaking his fast before Ramadan, in preparation for Ramadan, in order to enter Ramadan with energy and with strength. And he's mentioning here some of the statements of the ulama with regards to this. And then he says, وَهَذَا فِيهِ نَذَرٌ وَهَذَا فِيهِ نَذَرٌ. The ulama, they will say like this, that about a particular fiqh issue. Maybe they say, this issue, fihi nazar, fihi nazar. This means that the evidence is not strong with this particular opinion. The evidence is not strong with this particular statement. Sometimes, likewise, they'll use this opinion in order to mention that the statement is incorrect, but in a courteous way, without speaking ill of the one who made the statement. without saying so and so, his statement is falsehood. And he, with harshness in this manner like this. بَلْ يَتَلَطَّفُ بِالْعِبَارَةِ وَيَقُلْ هَذَا الْقَوْلُ فِيهِ نَذَرٌ. And he'll be gentle in his speech, but at the same time, mentioning that this particular statement is not in accordance with the evidence. So he's saying that this is the case. Now he says, وَلِأَنَّ مُقْتَضَى الْحَدِيثِ لَوْ تَقَدَّمَهُ بِسِيَامِ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَامٍ أَوْ أَرْبَعَةٍ جَازٍ. He said, because the understanding of this narration, if a person proceeded by 3 or 4 days, it'd be permissible. So then if the issue or the prohibition was because it's intended for the individual to strengthen himself before Ramadan, then it would be prohibited to all likewise fast 3 or 4 days. But this is understood in the narration that it's permissible. And then likewise, and it could be mentioned, some of the ulama, they mention likewise, if the wisdom behind the prohibition of fasting 2 days before Ramadan or 1 day before Ramadan was so that a person can strengthen himself, then it wouldn't be permissible for the one that has a normal aada and yasum dhalikal yawm. Because if that was the wisdom behind it, it would be permissible for all of them. They all must prepare to strengthen themselves for the month of Ramadan. So this is actually not the best opinion. Then he said, وَقِيلَ الْحِكْمَةُ فِيهِ خَشَةُ اِقْتِلَاطِ النَّفْرِ بِالْفَرْضِ. He said, وَفِيهِ نَذَرٌ أَيْضًا لِأَنَّهُ يَجُوزُ لِمَنْ لَهُ عَادَةٌ كَمَا فِي الْحَدِيثِ. He said, likewise, what has been mentioned about the wisdom behind the prohibition of fasting before Ramadan by a day or two, he said that is so that the obligation will not be mixed up with the non-obligation, that obligatory fasting will not be mixed up with the obligatory fasting. He said, but this also is not any in accordance with the evidence entirely. And this is because it's permissible for a person who normally fasts that day to fast that day. So if that was the wisdom, and in order for the obligation to not be mixed with the obligatory fast, to not be mixed with the non-obligatory fast and the obligatory fast, then it will be prohibited for everyone. But it's permissible for the one that has an adah, and he normally fasts a specific day, it's permissible for him. So then we see from this aspect, it's not the reason either, it's not the wisdom behind this prohibition. And then Ibn Hajar, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَقِيلَ لِأَنَّ الْحُكْمَ عُلِّقَ بِالرُّؤْيَةِ. Now he's getting to the point. And this is something very important for the Muslims to understand. وَقِيلَ لِأَنَّ الْحُكْمَ عُلِّقَ بِالرُّؤْيَةِ فَمَنْ تَقَدَّمَهُ بِيَوْمٍ أَوْ يَوْمَيْنِ فَقَدْ حَاوَلَ الطَّعْنَ فِي ذَلِكَ الْحُكْمِ وَهَذَا هُوَ الْمُعْتَمِدِ. Ibn Hajar, he mentioned, and then likewise it has been mentioned, the reason why it's prohibited to fast 1 day or 2 days before the month of Ramadan, because the ruling of the month of Ramadan, or the entrance of Ramadan, has been attached to the sighting of the moon. The ruling of the obligation of fasting, the month of Ramadan, has been attached to the sighting of the moon. So the one who precedes that sighting, it's as if he is finding fault with that ruling. He wasn't satisfied with the ruling of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Messenger. So he fasted a day or two before, thinking that this is better. But what is better and what is best is what Allah has legislated in His book. And what Allah has legislated by way of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this, as Ibn Hajar, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, لِأَنَّ الْحُكْمَ عُلِّقَ بِالرُّؤْيَةِ. Because the ruling of the obligation of the fast of the month of Ramadan has been attached to the sighting of the moon. To the sighting of the moon. So the one who precedes Ramadan by a day or two is as if he's finding fault with this ruling. And preceding this judgment and ruling. And he said, and this is what is relied upon, meaning this is the correct understanding and the correct statement. Likewise, As-San'ani, rahimahullah ta'ala, As-San'ani, Al-Amir As-San'ani, he died in the year 1182. He has a great work, many great works. Who knows one of them related to our class? Subul As-Salam, a great work, explanation of this particular book by Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah ta'ala, the explanation of Bulugh Maram. It's known as Subul As-Salam by As-San'ani. The ulama of hadith and the ulama of the sunnah and the students of knowledge, they're very familiar with this particular work. It's one of the most famous explanations of Bulugh Maram. He mentioned in this particular explanation, As-San'ani, he said, رَحِيمَهُ تَعَالَى وَإِنَّمَا نَهَى عَنْ تَقَدُّمِ رَمَضَانِ لِأَنَّ الشَّارِعِ قَدْ عَلَّقَ الدُّخُولِ فِي صَوْمِ رَمَضَانِ بِرُؤْيَةِ هِلَالِهِ فَالْمُتَقَدِّمُ عَلَيْهِ مُخَارِفٌ لِلنَّسِّ أَمْرًا وَنَهْيًا أَمْرًا وَنَهْيًا. انتهى كلامه رحمه الله. He mentioned رحمه الله تعالى, he said that it has only been prohibited by preceding the month of Ramadan, by fasting a day or two in this manner, because the legislator, meaning Allah Azza wa Jal, he has attached the hukum, or he has attached the entrance of the month of Ramadan with the sighting of the moon. So the one who precedes that sighting, then he is in opposition to the text. He is opposing the text with regards to the commandment and the prohibition. Yani with regards to command, yani amran wa nahyan. Amran wa nahyan, because of the narration of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَسُومُوا. That's a command. If you see it, then fast. So here's the command. So the one who precedes it, before seeing it, then he has disobeyed that command. And here in this narration, likewise, of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا تَقَدَّمُوا رَمَضَانَ بِسَوْمِ يَوْمٍ وَلَا يَوْمَيْنِ. Do not precede Ramadan by the fast of a day or two. So now the one who precedes, likewise, he is perpetrating a prohibition. He is committing a sin and disobeying the prohibition of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the one who precedes the fast of Ramadan by a day or two without a legislative excuse, he is falling into sin by disobeying a commandment and also by committing a prohibition. And from both aspects. So the reality of this is very dangerous. So again, this is an indication of the importance of having knowledge, because a person, maybe he would think that it's good. No, just in case it's Ramadan, the great pillar of Islam, the month of Ramadan, he has a lot of energy, he's ready, he can't wait. Rather, he's so ready for it, he fasts the day before just in case. But it's not about what one thinks is good. This is the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's not about istihsan, or what somebody finds to be nice or to be good, or what appears to be good, but rather, what is good is what is legislated by Allah Azza wa Jalla in His book, and what is legislated in the Messenger, in the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who suffices himself with this, he'll be upright. The one who suffices himself with the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the understanding of the Salaf of this Ummah, then he will go straight. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. So then it's impermissible to make a fast or to perform a fast before Ramadan by a day or two. And as a precursor or an introduction, مُقَدِّمَ لِرَمَضَانِ. And if he ma'na Ramadan. And this is because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded to fast at the sighting, and he has prohibited from fasting a day or two before that day. And this is because the ruling of the fast of Ramadan and the obligation of the fast of Ramadan is attached to the sighting of the moon. Is attached to the sighting of the moon. Naam? Is attached to the sighting of the moon. Shaykh Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned likewise about this, and similar statements in accordance with this, but just for clarification, he says, لِأَلَّا يَفْعَلُهُ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ بَابِ الْإِحْتِيَاطِ لِرَمَضَانَ فَيُكُونَ ذَلِكَ نَطُعًا فَيُكُونُ ذَلِكَ تَنَطُعًا فَيُقُولُ أَنَا أَخْشَى أَنْ يَكُونَ رَجُبُ نَاقِصًا وَشَعْبَانُ نَاقِصًا وَلِذَا سَأَسُومُ يَوْمَيْنِ خَوْفًا مِنَ النَّقْصِ فَيُكُونُ هَذَا مِنْ بَابِ التَّنَطُّعِ وَقَالَ لِئَلَّا يَظُنُّ ظَنٌّ أَنَّ هَذَا الصَّوْمُ مِنْ رَمَضَانَ فَيُكُونُ قَدْحًا فِي الْحُكْمِ الشَّرْعِي الَّذِي عَلَّقَ الصَّوْمَ رَمَضَانَ برؤية الهلال وهذا الأخير. نعم. And he mentioned some of the meanings of that Ibn Hajar, he mentioned likewise. Shaykh Uthaymeen, he mentioned so that a person, he will not try to do this just in case, fasting the month of Ramadan, or excuse me, a day or two before Ramadan, just in case. He said because this one, he's going to extremes. That tanattu' is like one who's trying to go to extremes in perfection, going overboard and doing too much. Al-ghulu. Trying to be meticulous in worship. This is not permissible. For example, maybe he would say, I fear that maybe Rajab was short. Rajab was short, and I fear maybe Sha'ban was short. So that means just in case Ramadan is already here. Possibly. And he will think like this, having doubt in the days and the calendars and the likes like this. Going to extremes about things that cannot be established firmly. About Oham and the likes like this. And then, so he will fast in this manner. Shaykh Uthaymeen, he said, this is tanattur. And he meticulism, being meticulous. And he's going to extremes with regards to this ruling. And likewise, the one who precedes the sighting of the moon or establishing the month of Ramadan the legislative way, then he is actually finding fault with the legislative ruling. With the legislative ruling. So then, is it permissible to fast before Ramadan by a day or two? No? Yes? No?
With condition.
With condition, huh?
For someone who used to fast like Monday or Thursday.
Aywa? And there's tafsil. The ulama, they say, fihi tafsil. This is the answer. Huh? The ulama, they said, this issue has details. This issue has details. The details are that the one who is fasting as a muqaddima for Ramadan or with the meaning of Ramadan or in case it's Ramadan or to have an attachment to Ramadan, this one's not permissible for him. This one's not permissible for him. As for the one who has a normal fast that he fasts, a normal act of worship that he has come accustomed to, meaning that he normally fasts throughout the month, throughout the month, for example, 3 days of the month. And then he became preoccupied in the month. Maybe he traveled, maybe he was sick, maybe he was busy, whatever the case may be, and he didn't get to catch those 3 days. Maybe he had 1 day left, and there's only 2 days left, and Sha'ban is permissible for him, because he's not fasting for this reason. He's not fasting for this reason, just in case of Ramadan, he's not finding fault with the legislative ruling and the hukum and waiting for the ru'ya of the hilal or the entrance of Ramadan. Rather, his intention has no relationship with Ramadan. Rather, he's trying to get this reward of fasting 3 days a month that he normally strives to achieve. Or likewise, the one who fasts on Monday and Thursday and it happened to fall on that day, one of those days, it's permissible for him to fast because he's not fasting for that reason and has no attachment for the coming of Ramadan. لَمْ يَجْعَلْ صِيَامَهُ مُقَدِّمَةً لِرَمَضَانِ. He didn't make his fasting a muqaddimah for Ramadan, so then it's permissible for him. So then it's permissible for him. Or likewise, a brother or a sister that had days to make up. For example, they have 2 days to make up in Ramadan, and there's only 2 days left in Sha'ban, they have to fast those 2 days. It becomes obligatory now to fast those 2 days to make up for the previous month. So then this is the case with regards to this narration. Naam, that it's not permissible for the one who does it to fast before Ramadan by 2 days, or a day or two, for the one who is doing it just in case it's Ramadan, or for the fact that it's related to Ramadan. Naam, Tayyib, why is it, what is the wisdom behind that prohibition? Aywam. Said the Bab al-Waswas. Naam, that's one issue. Naam, so that there's no waswas of thinking that possibly it's Ramadan, I'm going to do it just in case. But Ibn Hajar, he mentioned the specific... Aywa?
In order not to find a fault with it.
Aywa, because the one who proceeds, because the Allah Azza wa Jal has legislated that the obligation of the fast of Ramadan and the entrance of Ramadan is attached directly to the sighting of the moon. So the one who precedes that ruling is actually finding fault with that ruling. It's as if he did not suffice with that ruling. He thinks he has something better. This is better just in case. This is the ruling that Allah has legislated that you should fast at this time. But he said, no, I'm going to fast anyways before that. This is better. La, it's not better. It's not better. Rather, what is better or what is best is to follow the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Naam. So the... Likewise, the one who precedes Ramadan by the fast of 2 days, he has fallen into a prohibition. And likewise, he has left off a commandment. Naam, what is that? He had disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal with regards to a commandment and a prohibition. And he, in one issue. We see the danger of that. In one particular ruling, he disobeyed with regards to the commandment and the prohibition. Who can explain that one? This hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Naam, he said, there's another narration that the Prophet ﷺ, he said, fast with the sighting of the moon. So the one who preceded it, he didn't follow that commandment. Rather, he disobeyed that commandment. Naam, fast if you see it. Sumu li ru'yatihi. Wa idha ra'aytumuhu, fasumu. If you see it, meaning halal. Idha ra'aytumuhu, yani al-hilal. Hilal Ramadan, fasumu. Then fast. So this is a commandment. The one who did not follow this commandment, and he preceded the sighting of the moon by a day or two, then now he has disobeyed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this commandment. If you see it, then fast. Yani this is yani a command, and it's attached with it is the yani jawab al-talab. Idha ra'aytumu, I mean, if you didn't see it, don't fast. If you see it, then fast. Taib, also the prohibition in the narration here, the first narration in the chapter. Do not precede Ramadan but with a fast of a day or two. So the one who preceded the sighting of the moon, or the establishment of the month of Ramadan and the legislative and the proper establishment, being established in the proper way, legislatively, according to the hukum al-hukum al-shar'i, then likewise he has performed this prohibition. So then to precede Ramadan in this manner, just in case it's Ramadan, this is something that is haram, it's not permissible. This person is disobeying Allah Azza wa Jalla with regards to his commandment and prohibition. Disobeying the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to a commandment and a prohibition. Now, this is contrary to at-taqwa in every aspect. The purpose of fasting in the first place is to obtain at-taqwa, which is to comply to the commandments and stay away from the prohibitions. This person, he wants the good, but he did not comply to the commandment, rather he opposed it. And he did not leave off the prohibition, rather he committed it. Na'udhu billah. We see the understanding of one of the companions, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, what did he say? He said, كَمْ مُرِيدٍ لِلْخَيْرِ لَمْ يُسِبْهُ. How many people they intend good, but they don't achieve it. Why not? Because of ignorance. Not having the proper fiqh and understanding of the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Somebody even, maybe they have a good intention, but it's not enough to have a good intention. They have irada tayyiba, wunniya saliha, but he does not have the proper means, the knowledge and the light to lead him to perform and to complete that intention and to fulfill it in the manner pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So it requires a good intention along with proper application. Along with the proper application. The next narration is the narration of Ammar ibn Yasir. This particular narration is actually the result of the first narration. The one who does not comply to the commandment in the first narration, then we see what the result of that is. The author, he mentioned, وَعَنْ عَمَّارِ بِنْ يَاسِرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ مَنْ صَامَ الْيَوْمَ الَّذِي يُشَكُّ فِيهِ فَقَدْ عَصَى أَبَا الْقَاسِمِ. نعم. Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhu, he said, whoever fasts the day that it is doubted, that is doubtful, and yushakku fihi, and is doubtful, meaning is doubtful that it is Ramadan, then verily he has disobeyed Abul Qasim. Then he has disobeyed Abul Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam, the one who fasts the day that is doubtful, and yawm al-shak. But he didn't mention Yawm al-Shak, he said Al-Yawm alladhi yushakku fihi. And whatever day that is. Naam? He said then verily he disobeyed Abul Qasim. Meaning he disobeyed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abul Qasim, this is the kunya of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Qasim was his eldest child, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the manners of the Arab, particularly in the time of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that they would call on each other by a kunya. Akunya, the ulama of hadith, they mentioned this is similar to a nickname, but is a name or a nickname that begins with Ab or Like for example, Abu Abdullah or Abdullah. Like this, it begins with Ab or with And it's not generally the kunya will be taken from the oldest child, the oldest male child. But it could be from any of the children, but generally it's taken from the oldest male child. Or from the oldest child, the first child. Or possibly there can be a kunya from a person could have a kunya and not have a child. Or he could, or an individual could have a kunya that is not of the name of any of his children. For example, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He was given this kunya because he would keep a small cat with him. Hir, Huraira, Tasgir, Hir, Hirra. Likewise, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He didn't have a child named Bakr. This is his kunya. So this is the case. But likewise, from the good manners and from a means of honoring an individual is to call on him by his kunya. They would call on each other by their kunya. And this is the way of the Salaf and this is the way of the Sahaba. They would call on each other by their kunya. Ya Aba Abdurrahman, Ya Aba Abdullah. And this is a means of respect and a means of honor. If a person wanted to honor an individual whenever he's calling him, he wouldn't call him by his name. Muhammad, Zaid. La, he would say, Aba Maryam, Aba Muhammad, or whatever the kunya may be, he will call on him by his kunya. This is a means of respecting him and showing him honor. This is a means of respecting him and showing him honor. Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he mentioned about here the statement of Ammar, radiallahu anhu, he said, whoever disobeyed, whoever is fasted of the day that is doubtful, and whether it's from Ramadan or not, then he has disobeyed Abu al-Qasim. He mentioned that to call on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam by his kunya is hasan. It's good. But to call on him with risala is better. And ya Rasulullah. And it's permissible here in this case, Abu al-Qasim. Yeah, they would say this, Abu al-Qasim. But better than that is to call on him by any with the risala, with the message, Ya Messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, or Ya Nabi Allah, this is best. But Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned with regards to this, a wisdom behind this, Abu al-Qasim, in this particular narration. Any wisdom behind Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhu using this, mentioning the kunya here with regards to this issue. He said, قِيلَ ذِكْرُ تَقْسِيسِ هَذِهِ الْكُنْيَا الْإِشَارَةُ إِلَىٰ أَنَّهُ هُوَ الَّذِي يَقْسِمُ بَيْنَ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ أَحْكَامَهُ زَمَانًا وَمَكَانًا وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ. And it's been mentioned in the narration that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, إِنَّمَا أَنَا قَاسِمٌ وَاللَّهُ الْمُعْطِي. That verily I am only a distributor and Allah is the one who gives. And this is with regards to distribution of some zakat and some sadaqah. That Allah is the one who provides, I am the one who I'm only dividing it. I don't decide how many each person, like this is what Allah has decreed. But this is an indication that likewise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is distributing these ahkam and these rulings to the ibad, to the servants of Allah azza wa jal. And these ahkam and these rulings, they're from Allah azza wa jal. With regards to the time, and with regards to the place. So this is from Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is simply distributing amongst the servants and delivering and conveying to the people the rulings of Allah Azza wa Jal. So then the one who is finding fault with this day or fasting on this day, he is actually finding fault again with his ruling. This is the ruling of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he is conveying from his Lord. That he has mentioned that it's not permissible to fast on this day. Yawm al-Shak. Which day is Yawm al-Shak? Naam. Many of the issues in fiqh, issues in jurisprudence and the rulings of the actions, the ulama, they differed. And inshallah, in these classes, we won't go into many of the different, much of the differings of the opinions, just mention what the ulama have have established as the most correct any positions. So the case with the coming of Ramadan, we see that after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that in one narration by Abdullah ibn Umar, he mentioned about the months. He said, "Ash-shahru hakadha wa hakadha wa hakadha," meaning that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went like this. He said, "Ash-shahru hakadha wa hakadha wa hakadha." 10, 20, 30, with his 10 hands. Ash-shahru, a month is like this, and like this. 10, 20, 30. يعني 30, in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar. It's متفقون عليه. And then he said, oh, هكذا وهكذا وقبض إبهامه وهكذا. نعم. So a month is like this. هكذا وهكذا وهكذا. And هكذا وهكذا وهكذا. Hakada means like this. Yani. So a month is like this. 10, 20, 30. 30 days. Or it's like this. 10, 20, 9 days. So an Islamic calendar, in the month in the Islamic calendar, or in the cycle of the moon, in the Taqwim al-Qamari, is either 29 days or 30 days. Is either 29 days or 30 days. Naam? This is the case. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has established. So when would a person search for the new moon of a month? You have to count 29 days. After 29 days have completed at that Maghrib, now on the 29th day on Maghrib, that's the time to search for the new moon of any month. After 29 days passed from the month, and then 29th day at Maghrib, which begins the 30th night, then they search for the moon. طيب. إِذَا كَانَ السَّمَاءُ صَحْوًا, meaning there's nothing in the cloud, everything is clear, and the moon is sighted, it's obligatory to fast the next day for Sha'ban, if it's Sha'ban. If these 29 days we're counting as Sha'ban, on the 29th day, the Muslims, they look for the moon after Maghrib on the 29th day, meaning the 30th night. If there's nothing in the sky and they see the moon, the fast begins tomorrow. And that month of Sha'ban was 29 days. That's clear. Sah? Alhamdulillah, that's easy to understand. And then the other case, there's three cases. This is the first case. They look for the moon on the 30th night, and the sky is clear and they see it. Or even if it was unclear, but it's seen. If the moon is seen, khalas, the next day is Ramadan. Tayyib. The next case is if they look and the sky is clear likewise, and they don't see it. They look on the 30th night, the 29th day after Ramadan, on the 30th night, the 29th day after Maghrib, the 29th day of Sha'ban after Maghrib, yani meeting the 30th night, they look and it's clear skies, nothing blocking the view, and they don't see it. The next day is the 30th of Sha'ban. The next day is the 30th of Sha'ban. The skies are clear, the moon is not sighted. The skies are clear, the moon is not sighted. The next day is the 30th of Sha'ban. No problem with this one. No difference. Naam? Tayyib. The third case, on the same night, the 30th night, they look to sight the moon, but there are clouds in the sky. Or there is dust in the sky. Or there's something in the horizon that is prohibiting obscuring the view. Then what's the case? The next day, that day is called Yawm al-Shak. This day is the day the ulama, they mentioned Yawm al-Shak, in the best opinion. And what is the best opinion? That it's not permissible to fast that day. Why? Because of the hadith Ammar ibn Yasir. The hadith of Ammar ibn Yasir that we have right here, the second hadith in the chapter. Man sama al-yawm alladhi yushakku fihi faqad asa Abu Qasim. Also the hadith before that, لا تتقدم رمضان بصوم يوم ولا يومين. Also from this narration, the prohibition. Naam? So whoever did proceed that day by fasting a day or two, then what did he do? He disobeyed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He disobeyed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So then the day that's called Yawm al-Shak, which day is it? Huh? It's the doubtful day. Which day is the doubtful day? The 30th when? But the 30th of Sha'ban when? In any case, every 30th of Sha'ban? Huh? Whenever on the 30th night of Sha'ban, there's something obscuring the view, and then it's not seen, not because it's not seen, but because there's something to block the view. Maybe it's there, maybe it's not there. There's something there to block the view. Huh? Now the next day is called Yawm al-Shak, وَلَا يَجُوزُ الصِّيَامُ عِنْدَ الْجُمْهُورِ. Previously in the statement of Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned Karihu. The ulama, they dislike. When he mentioned the statement of ulama, that they are all in accordance with the application of the hadith. The majority of the ulama, they are in accordance with the application of the narration of Abi Hurairah. Do not precede Ramadan by the fast of a day or two. Then he said that the ulama, they disliked to precede that. And it'd be ma'na Ramadan. What does that mean, dislike? So to fast the day of Shik here, likewise we have another narration clarifying the day right after or right before Ramadan, the day of Shik, the 30th day is the day, the 30th day of Sha'ban, if there was something blocking the sight of the moon on the 30th night. Here we see that Ammar ibn Yasir, he said, فَقَدْ عَصَى أَبُ الْقَاسِمِ. And he called عَصَى النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He had disobeyed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what does that mean? They disliked it. Is this something disliked, or is this what is the ruling for the one who fasts on that day? Huh? Karahat tahrim. Ahsant. Naam. Badi. He took your answer. Karahat tahrim. In the Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah ta'ala, he died in the year 279. So many of the ulama, the salaf, in the early generations, whenever they would use the word makruh or karaha, but they intended by that impermissible, haram, kira'at tahrim. There's kira'at tahrim and kira'at tanzih. One that is disliked, but it's not haram, and then one that is disliked and it's haram. So this one, as long as it's considered to be disobedience to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this is haram. It's haram to disobey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned, مَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. And the one who fast this day, just in case of Ramadan, he didn't take what the Messenger gave him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't leave off what he prohibited him. Rather, he fell into both of these issues. He fell into both of these issues. Likewise, this narration, the ulama, they have established a great principle from this narration. A great principle. That the origin of the day is that it is, or the origin of this month, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the month, is either 29 or 30 days. So the origin is what? That the month stays Sha'ban until there is certainty that the new month came. Until there's certainty that the new month came. So the origin is Baqa'u Sha'ban. Hadhu huwa al-asl. Al-asl Baqa'u Sha'ban. Because the ulama, they mentioned the principle, al-asl Baqa'u ma kana ala ma kan. وَلَا يَزُولُ الْيَقِينُ بِالشَّكِ. And certainty is not removed by doubt. It's a very important principle. And the origin is that something will remain in that state until it's changed. Until it's changed. The origin that it's there established like this until it's changed by something that's clear. Not by having doubts. So what is clear and what is known and what is certain is that it's the month of Sha'ban. The doubt is about what? Whether it's Ramadan or not. So then according to this principle, what must one do? Make the month of Sha'ban 30 days. This is the principle. But likewise, it has come in the text of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the next narration. We read all three of them. But the Prophet sallallahu, and here we have the author, he mentioned, وَعَنْ إِبْنِ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أَنَّهُ قَالَ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alaihi wasallam يَقُولُ. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَسُومُوا. If you see it, then fast. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَأَفْطِرُوا. And if you see it, meaning the hilal, then break your fast. فَإِنْ غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ فَاقْدُرُوا لَهُ. And if it is obscured, then estimate the days of the month. مُتَّفِقٌ عَلَيْهِ. One narration for in Wadi Muslim, in Muslim, فَإِنْ أُغْمِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ فَاقْدُرُوا لَهُ ثَلَاثِينَ. Another narration, this one is giving more clarification. And then if the sight is obscured, meaning the sight of the hilal, the new moon is obscured, then estimate the days to be 30. فَقْدُرُوا لَهُ, and for that month, 30. This goes back to إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ. And it goes back to likewise, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَصُومُوا. فَإِنْ أُغْمِ عَلَيْكُمْ فَقْدُرُوا لَهُ 30. شعبان. Likewise, فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَأَفْطِرُوا. وَإِنْ أُغْمِ عَلَيْكُمْ فَقْدُرُوا لَهُ 30. So this narration, it goes back to the month of Sha'ban, the hilal of Ramadan, and the hilal of Shawwal. So this is the case for the Muslims, what they do in the coming of Ramadan and the coming of the Eid, that if they see it on the 30th night, alhamdulillah. And if the sight is, they don't see it or it is obscured, then what do they do? فَقْدُرُوا لَهُ 30. For the entrance of the month and for the exit of the month. For the entrance of the month and for the exit of the month. This is from the narration that is in Sahih Muslim, clarifying the ruling. Likewise, there's another narration specifically clarifying the ruling of Sha'ban. And this is from the wording of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. We have two narrations here. One of them, the first one is by Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. This is another wording of the narration by Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He said, فَأَكْمِلُوا عِدَّةَ شَعْبَانَ ثَلَاثِينَ. فَأَكْمِلُوا عِدَّةَ شَعْبَانَ ثَلَاثِينَ. يعني meaning, فَإِنْ أُغْمِ عَلَيْكُمْ أو إِنْ غُمِّ عَلَيْكُمْ وَإِنْ غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ. If the sight of the new moon is obscured from you or is not able to be seen, then complete the number of the month of Sha'ban 30 days. 30 days. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has clarified the means to establishing the month. Either it will be, the moon will be sighted on the 30th night, or it will not. If it is sighted, alhamdulillah, the next day is Ramadan. If it's not, فَأَكْمِلُوا عِدَّةَ 30. Then you complete the month of 30 days. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.